The Bob Almanac gets the job done. We had a number of inquiries yesterday. We were talking about the Farrah Fawcett poster that you brought up with the feathered hair and the whole thing because it was her birthday. She's gone but not forgotten. And I said that I didn't have that Farrah Fawcett poster. I had Hervé Villechaize, but I may have had something underneath, hidden behind the Hervé Villechaize poster. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people wanted to know what that was. And I'll tell you, it was the very lovely yet underrated Joyce DeWitt.
Oh, sure.
So, did anybody, when they put up their posters in the 80s, did anybody use that stuff? It was like a tacky stuff. It was almost, wasn't actual tacks. It was like this, I don't even know what they call it, some kind of putty.
Yeah, blue putty.
I did. Yeah, we did it too. And then the bad part of it, it was, I've got all these posters that I saved, and the ends of them have these little holes in them because you pulled them off and the paper came right with it. So, it was a nice, clean presentation on the wall.
Right.
But when it came to removing them for moving purposes or whatever, or they changed, the parents changed what they wanted on your wall, you had to move it and then roll it up and put it into one of those protectors like the one that the Bradys had that one time. But it's good to talk about posters. Do kids still put posters on their walls these days? Are posters still a thing?
No, they do those...
Fat heads, that's it.
That was a craze there for a little while. I don't know if they even still do that.
Wednesday, February 3rd, the 34th day of the year, 331 left to go here in 2021. 1870, this was the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It was ratified, it's Black History Month. This granted all citizens the right to vote, regardless of race or color.
Nice.
But yet again, women couldn't vote.
Yeah, that would take a while.
That's kind of stunning to think about that right now, that they said all citizens the right to vote, unless you're a woman.
Right. You're not a
women
citizen.
Women weren't citizens. That was, I mean, just think, it's just a different time.
So, yeah.
1870. No, our patent of the day, Samuel W. Francis. Now, I would have thought it would have been some executive over at Kentucky Fried Chicken that would have came up with this, but it was a guy by the name of Samuel W. Francis. He invented and patented the spork.
Oh, sure.
The spoon-fork combination. Yes. How handy is that?
Very handy.
Doesn't come any handier.
No.
1874. The first place I probably remember seeing it was probably to be able to enjoy some very tasty KFC original recipe.
Yeah.
That's probably where I first saw it. Because you can eat the coleslaw and then at the same time the mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, and you can use the spork part if you want to pull the skin off.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, though?
That would be a mistake.
That would be a mistake. 1876, Albert Spaulding and his unnamed brother. Just says Albert Spaulding and his brothers. His brother, the Spaulding brother, must not get any credit. Because it's Albert Spaulding and his brother, the other guy, and the rest. Started a sporting goods company with $800 that they had been saving. Became known as Spaulding.
Yep.
First official baseball, first official tennis ball, first official basketball, first official golf ball. First official football.
That's impressive.
They did it all. 1876. 1959, this was in the news.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft charted...
Yeah, so this is the day that the music died, thanks to Don McLean.
So sad.
Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on that plane.
Yep. Haunted him till the end.
Flipped a coin with a Big Bopper.
Yep.
So that was 1959. I remember my mom telling
me. Plane crashes.
My mother was a teenager at that time, and it really had an effect on people of that age. It really did. So.
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
1959. We're going to jump ahead a couple of decades here. And of course, they were heading from Clear Lake, Iowa, up to Fargo-Moorhead.
Yeah, for another show.
And because of that accident, Bobby V, the great Bobby V, who eventually would settle in the St. Cloud area, and he became a star because of that, because he had to fill in.
He filled in.
He was just a young teenager at that time.
And the Big Bopper was not feeling well, and that's why Waylon gave up his seat, because they could fly and get there much quicker than those that were driving, and there wasn't much heat in the
vehicle
they were
say?
Driving.
I hope your plane crashes. I hope your bus breaks down.
Right. Just haunted Waylon to the end.
1979, it was 20 years later.
Ever since I came home to Minnesota, I've been hearing how the Twins are hurting without Carew. Well, don't count on it. Guys like Erickson, Goltz, and Marshall have given us some of the best pitching we've had in years. New guys like Landreau and Jackson have already helped us. And Roy Smalley's
You tell him, Coos. This was the date that the Twins traded Rod Carew. I remember being angry. I was only nine. Yeah. I was only eight, in fact. I wasn't yet nine. And I was angry. I was really angry at Calvin Griffith for trading Rod Carew.
You weren't alone.
But things had gotten kind of sour between he and Calvin.
Yep. As it normally did with stars on this Twins team.
Yeah, they knew that he would command big free agent money and money that the Twins would not be willing. Same thing happened with Dave Goltz, Larry Heisel during that era. A number of players, and so they had to trade him before they didn't get nothing for him. And they got four players. Now, Dave Engel, Kenny Landreau, of course, came over. There was a guy by the name of Brad Havens, and then the fourth one, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was a pitcher.
Havens was another left-handed pitcher.
He certainly was. Yeah. I mean, he
was serviceable.
He was serviceable. I mean, he was part of the lineup and the team there for a few years.
Yeah.
Kenny Landreau became an all-star, and had that long hitting streak.
31.
Dave Engel became an all-star catcher after they moved him behind the plate. Yeah. So that was 1979. Bye-bye, Rod Cursor Rodney. Mm-hmm. 1999, Trace Adkins fractured and dislocated. You know, the country singer Trace Adkins, I think you hear him here on Bob FM.
We do.
He fractured and dislocated his ankle. Ouch. He got his truck stuck in mud. And he was trying to get his truck out of the mud. And he dislocated and fractured his ankle. Now, what was even more embarrassing for Trace, you think of him as a Super Duty guy, right?
Yeah.
He's driving at least an F-350.
Oh, sure.
Super Duty. It turned out he was driving one of those old Volkswagen trucks.
Van. Yeah.
That's a truck. So he was really embarrassed.
Well, he should
be. Engine in the back, the whole thing. And so he...
He's almost bigger than that truck.
Yeah, you'd think he would have been able to push it out, and that's what he's trying to do. Right. He wouldn't have been able to push out a F-350, but he figured with that little Volkswagen thing,
I can move this.
Farfig Nugan. 2002 this date.
Here comes one of greater importance if he makes it, and it's right down the pipe. Adam Vinatieri. No time on the clock, and the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36.
Pat Summerall, thank you for not shouting and yelling, just calling it like you see it. That was the last Super Bowl that he called.
It was.
Pat Summerall and Madden together. It was Super Bowl 36. Just think about this. Tom Brady, New England Patriots, beginning of the dynasty. This date, 19 years ago. Where is he playing this Sunday?
Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, I still think maybe at his height, Joe Montana was a better quarterback. When it came to breaking down defenses.
Yeah, maybe.
But for longevity purposes, Tom Brady.
And consistency.
You can't argue with his consistency and his ability to make his team rise up.
Right.
And play well around him.
It's pretty impressive.
And I don't even like him that much because they cheat a little bit. Deflategate.
It has happened.
Outpunted his coverage when it came to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle. So that was 2002 this date. 2003.
The actions of the Hitler-like district attorney and his stormtrooping henchmen to seek an indictment against me and censor all means of me getting my evidence and the truth out are reprehensible, unconscionable, and despicable.
He just passed away not too long ago. That's Phil Spector. He was the inventor of the wall of sound. And then he found himself behind the walls of prison.
Right.
He was arrested in connection with the murder of actress Lana Clarkson here on this date, 2003. Eventually, he would be found guilty, thrown into prison. He would die in prison. And we need to remember Grandpa Munster.
Well, now, brace yourselves. I'm going to unveil him. Now, be brave. Remember, my children, no matter how gruesome he looks, he's still our Herman.
So that had to be Fred Gwynn's favorite episode, because that's the episode where he didn't have to put the makeup on. Do you remember that episode of The Munsters where he gets
right.
hit by lightning and then he's regular Fred Gwynn?
Yes.
Fred Gwynn, he's like a normal human and not Frankenstein-esque. You know, why do they call him Grandpa Munster? He was Lily's mom. He wouldn't have had the Munster surname.
No.
Think maybe, about that for a moment, unless he was adopted. They adopted their grandpa. Mm-hmm. Why not? He was another guy who seemed much older than he actually was because he played such an old character.
Right.
You know, he was centuries old by the time the Munsters were on as a vampire.
But he lived a long life,
though. He was 95 when he passed away on this day, 2006. Birthdays.
This is Eldrick Tiger Woods, and Eldrick is an accomplished golfer. He wins tournaments on a regular basis and has shot close to par on 18-hole courses. Incredibly, Tiger here is only 5 years old.
And Fran Tarkenton, who would have thought that the person in that shot for That's Incredible would turn out to be way more famous than the adult?
Right.
Who would eventually become a member of the NFL Hall of Fame for the Minnesota Vikings. And Sir Francis Asbury Tarkenton, pretty good quarterback, Neil. He held all the records until Dan Marino came along.
Mm-hmm.
He's 81.
He was fun to watch.
Here today.
Honey, he said he'd pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
Cat.
A cat?
Blythe Danner is shocked that Ben Stiller would say that he once milked a cat.
Yeah. I'd say that's a little different.
Blythe Danner is 78 today. Speaking of football, on the opposite side of the field for that Super Bowl, the Vikings, and whatever it was 72 season. No, what was it? 73 season, 74 campaign, right? Against the Dolphins, Neil?
Yes.
It was Bob Greasy on the other side, out-dueling Fran Tarkenton. Bob Greasy, no-name defense he had on the other end. Then he was handing the ball to Mercury Morris and Jim Kick and Larry Zonka. Yep. Was Paul Warfield the...
Warfield was on that team.
That's pretty good.
They had a tight end that was a good player, too.
Bob Greasy is 76. One of the Davies brothers, not Ray, who's singing. It's Dave, who's on the guitar with that just classic guitar riff. So classic that Eddie Van Halen said, you know, I got to do that, too.
Right.
So Dave Davies is 74. Morgan Fairchild versus Victoria Principal. Who do you take in a fight, Neil?
Victoria Principal, I think, would whoop her.
I love Bobby, and I want him. What do you want? Bobby? Bobby? We're a husband and a father for your child. Some security.
With Bobby, I get them all.
They all want Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby's in a pretty good position right there.
Really,
he really can't lose. That's Morgan Fairchild from Dallas, 71.
Look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
I made you short?
Robin Williams and Nathan Lane in the Birdcage.
Pretty good.
Funny guy, Nathan Lane, is 65. Let's go to the AWA squared circle.
The challengers, at a combined weight of 475 pounds, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, the Midnight Rockers.
Living after midnight. With special guest referee Steve Osinowski. You want to hear some Rod Trongard here, Neil?
I do.
Let's get some Rod Trongard here. Rod Trongard worked a long time in the Mankato market.
And here.
And here, he's on Channel 11, and the internet's not working. That's a shame. We apologize, Rod Trongard, who's no longer with us. But one half of the Midnight Rockers, Marty Jannetty, he's the guy who helped Shawn Michaels to become the star that he became. Marty Jannetty, happy birthday. He's a little younger than you, Neil. He's celebrating, how old are you? You're 60-something?
Mm-hmm.
He's 61.
Okay, he is.
60, 61
a year younger
today.
Than me.
News radio. Hey,
all right, here's what we're going to do.
That's okay, Lisa. I'll take it from here.
We'll just issue a short correction and a formal apology to Mr. Bettafucco.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Did I miss a memo or something? I'm still the news director, right?
Well, not for long. This is how you're going to run the station.
She was pretty funny on news radio. Mara Turney. Anybody in radio watches WKRP and they watch news radio.
Right.
Right, Neil?
Yeah,
she's 56 here today. It's almost required.
Yeah, it is.
Jeremy. Jeremy,
you're amazing.
Oh, God, I think you're amazing.
Oh, my God, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good, because I'd find you.
Yeah.
Isla Fisher from Wedding Crashers.
It was just on last week. I watched it. It was so good.
It is hilarious. She's 45. And then Rebel Wilson. She's lost a lot of weight recently. Okay. Have you seen the new pictures? The
afters?
I'm the best singer in Tasmania.
Take
with
a look.
Teeth.
Love it.
What's your name?
Fat Amy.
You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yes, a twig bitch like you don't do it behind my back.
You can't call her Fat Amy anymore.
No,
she's dropped some pounds, and she's Rebel Wilson. That's from Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
41 for Rebel Wilson.
All right, gone but not forgotten. We start with something that I think a lot of us are familiar with. It's the Wedding March. Felix Mendelssohn is the way I always heard it pronounced. It could be Mendelssohn.
That's how they say it in his native France.
Yeah. This is the guy who composed that famous work.
From A Midsummer Night's Dream,
yes.
Neil. Both you and I know our Shakespeare.
Yes.
He also did the melody for a famous Christmas song. You may have heard of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yes, we
He wrote
have.
The melody for that. And I think he also did the melody for My Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I think he contributed to that one as well. And it only makes sense.
It's very majestic.
That's some big time organ right there. That's pipe organ. That's like Chicago Stadium, North Stars Blackhawks.
That's what it sounded like for sure. 1809 for Felix. Also on this day, remember the Saturday Evening Post? It was a staple for many years, and the guy who gave us he was the main artist for the magazine or for the paper was Norman Rockwell.
Wow.
Who was born on this day, 1894. Pretty Boy Floyd, he was one of the gangsters. He was one of the most wanted. And he was born on this day in 1904.
How did he meet his end, Neil?
Machine gun fire, probably.
That's from the G-Men.
From the G-Men. What about, we had Conn Smythe here, I think that was last Thursday what day were you gone? Monday. That was Monday, yeah, with Conn Smythe. But now we have Joseph Lynn Patrick, another Hockey Hall of Famer. And,
well,
of course, there was the Patrick
right.
Division.
Back in the days before they dumbed it down,
right.
And the names of divisions meant something.
Right.
Not just West or Pacific.
Yeah, we love that.
That's too bad.
In 1912, remember Joey Bishop?
And I do a new type of comedy, folks. See, I'm pioneering. Not too many laughs. See? When it's all over, you look at each other, you say, well, he wasn't too funny, but my goodness, he was sincere. That's important. You know what I mean?
He was kind of just there on the side with the
yeah.
Rat Pack, right?
He was.
He was kind of their do-it-all. He was their utility man.
Yeah.
He was their Al Newman. Joey Bishop was the Rat Pack's Al Newman.
Newman.
Or your Luis Ariz.
Yes. He was in some movies. You know, he had his own show, the Joey Bishop Show. And then he hosted the Tonight Show or sat in as a host. And he was born on this day.
Versatile.
Very versatile.
Man, goodness.
Could do it
all. Multi-tool, versatile man.
1918. You ever given anybody the Heimlich maneuver?
It was my finishing move in my wrestling career.
Dr. Henry Heimlich was born on this day. 1920.
They were never choking on anything, though. But it wasn't a choke hold, so
right.
I was able to get away with it. So that's a good thing.
It was a finishing move.
Actually, the finishing move was what I would cut off a piece of steak, stuff it down their throat, and then give them the Heimlich and save
and
their life.
Were,
and then they would tap out
yeah,
because
they were
exhausted from trying to get that steak
right.
out of their esophagus.
That's right. That's quite a move. Anyway, I think that's enough. I don't know any of these other people, really.
You forgot.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Guy by the name of Dennis Edwards, who took over their lead singing after David Ruffin, The Temptations.
Oh, sure.
Kind of led them through their funky and disco stage there in the 70s. This is funky, isn't it?
It is funky. What's this guy's name?
Dennis Edwards. Okay. Died 3 years ago. Born this date, 1943.
Now they're all
gone,
but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon, which also equals a no-repeat workday with Diamond Rio? Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Alabama, There's a Fire in the Night, or Tanya Tucker, Down to My Last Teardrop.
Can we go Alabama today, please?
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.